Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we have been talking about the developments of a child, and we said in a physical development, in a cognitive development, and in emotional development, these developments should not become barriers for other developments, especially emotional aspect of parents or trainers should not become a barrier for the cognitive development of a child. Would you like to add more to the topic?
As far as this development goes, it's all intertwined. You can't separate it, of course, but you can focus on certain areas. As we talk about cognitive development, a child, for example, starts off with with numbers and shapes and colors, and there should be an environment where he or she is able to understand these things,
yeah,
in an informal way while playing. When we talk about the kindergarten Montessori form of education, it says that we're talking about learning while playing. Whether we agree with the concept or not, that's different. But when we're at home and we want to teach our children, educate them and groom them, of course, cognitive development, as is physical development or even emotional development, it starts from the womb of the mother.
Yeah.
So certain things have to be taken care of, as I mentioned before, what the mother is thinking about, how she's feeling, what she's eating. Everything has an effect on the child in the womb. So that is one very important thing that we have to take care of. And what we should be doing, we should learn how to do that, proper things to be eaten.
So even in cognitive development, you're saying it does not start where a child starts understanding things.
Exactly. Cognition, understanding. Certainly, there's a certain level of cognition in that realm. We cannot say that's completely not there. But when a child is born and the conditions are much more in your control, you need to develop an environment where it becomes conducive for his learning and cognitive development.
True.
And for every specific age, for every level, there are certain things which have to be taught, whether it's numbers or shapes or colors or even gradually mathematical issues, arithmetic, and they can be done in a playful way.
Okay.
Reading book, then starts reading and listening. Everything has a role to play in the cognitive development of the human being. There are certain children who are better than others in mathematics.
Yeah.
Or in other, some are good in arts and the fine arts. Because their cognitive development has taken a different route at that beginning, the beginning of their lives. But we need to develop a general level of cognition. And then, of course, we certainly believe that cognition, development of cognition and skills, cognitive skills, goes hand in hand with emotions and physical development. But the emotions should not become a barrier and impede that growth. The emotions should be developed based on cognition,
all right,
understanding. I mean, a child should be made to learn that, yes, one should be showing his feelings or her feelings, but there's a cognition behind that. There's something to be known beyond that.
All right.
Of course,
it should be within.
You can't philosophize with a child, but you have to make him understand and realize.
All right. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Nakavi, and we are discussing what should be in the minds of parents and trainers while they are doing development. Emotions should not become barriers, especially in cognitive development. Well, Professor Nakavi, before going to the break, you said a very important point that a child, when he grows up tomorrow and he takes a certain field, some go for fine arts, some go for science, some go for mathematics, and this is what somewhere their cognitive skills have rooted from in the very early age of their life. But we have parents who often force their children in a very, like, I must say, in the, say for example, after passing their 10th class exams, parents often come and they force their children, you have to go to a particular field because I want you to become a doctor or I want you to become an engineer. So you're suggesting for such parents that why not work from very beginning, develop his cognitive skills in a way that he himself chooses that field rather than you forcing him tomorrow?
Exactly. It should be a choice of his own. Of course, if you want him to become take up a certain profession in his future life, then the parents should take care that they're upbringing in such a way. Provide that environment. I remember a person, was talking about a personality who, while he was sitting in his home country in the subcontinent somewhere, he was saying, look, I have so many children. And he had 10, 12 children. He said, I will train two of my children to become people who are motivational speakers, who can educate people and go to the West to do that.
Okay.
And migrate to the West. So he, in his hometown, he provided them an environment where they were learning about the West and go for example, tabligh in the West. So all their upbringing was in such a way, such a fashion, that way they were becoming prepared for that.
Becoming a motivational speaker.
Speaker, for example, for the West. So they have to develop their language, they have to develop the understanding of that part of the world, the geography of that part of the world, the history of that part of the world. So many things have to be taken care of. So if you want your child to become an alim, for example, then you have to provide him such an environment.
Yeah.
If you want him to be a good, competent student even, you need to provide him that initial. I mean, you can't just allow him to grow up on his own without any grooming and allow him to go into the streets and just learn things without any control, without any guidance. That's not the proper way.
All right.
You can't, if you can't expect a child to become what you want without putting in that effort. So you need to develop that cognition, you need to develop that emotions. The emotions should be channelized towards the truth.
All right.
I mean, when we talk about faithful believers, believers who have faith and the love of God in their hearts, So that should come with that cognitive understanding that Allah is our Lord, is our Master, is our Creator. So gradually that understanding, cognitive understanding, has to be developed, and which should lead to that emotional attachment to God.
Okay.
So we need to develop the emotions based on that cognitive learning.
All right. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqvi, and we are saying, when folding, what things you have to take care of while you're providing cognitive development to your child? Yes, Professor.
I mean, one of the most important things for a person to become a good, successful human being in future life is being a creative person.
Yeah.
A person who can carry out critical analysis of things, evaluate things, make good judgments. So you need to develop that. Mostly when we are faced with questions from our children, we snub them because most of the times we don't know the answers.
Yeah.
Or when a child is, for example, is curious, he wants to break up something and open it up, we stop him from doing so. So that creativity is not developed. That critical analysis of things and evaluation of things is not developing.
All right.
So we need to provide that environment where this creativity is developed, along with the emotions, proper emotions, the attitude that he wants to achieve, he should strive for it. He should work for it. He should take the pressure. He should take the trouble to do things. We shouldn't pamper children and we provide them everything that they need without them making the effort.
Yeah.
So we need to provide them the proper cognitive development, emotional development. Their love and hate should be focused and channelized towards the truth.
Okay.
We should make them love others, not just because they are your beloved ones, your siblings or your... No, because they are human beings, and God, Allah Almighty, has commanded us to respect all human beings, especially our parents. It's not because of that personal greed that I should be respected as a child, as a parent, or a child shouldn't feel that he has to be taken care of in any way possible and at any cost. No, he should feel that, yes, my parents love me. They are providing me with the things I need. I need to make an effort myself. So that attitude,
it's really hard to develop that attitude.
That is very important. That attitude to be able to face problems and troubles.
And even solve them. If the problems are there, a child should have the ability to solve them.
So he has the attitude first to be able to face issues in life, face problems in life. The child should not be, as I said, basic requirements are to be provided for, but many things have to be developed that the child goes out to do them himself or herself. He shouldn't all the time be looking upon his parents or elder siblings to do those things.
Yeah.
So the physical development comes in here, the nutrition comes here, the proper physical skills come in. Starting from small chores, small household work that has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So starting from that and then going on to, for example, taking care of oneself.
All right. Thank you so much, Professor Naqvi. We have had a very good conversation. You made clear for us a lot of things that could unconsciously become barriers in our development. And listening to that was really helpful for me as a parent and definitely for other parents as well. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any comments for our program, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And when you go to our official website, parstoday.com, you'll find a tab, Call of Islam. Over there, you can find our programs. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.